All right. Well, you didn't go to Hayter.
No.
Brothers.
Did. I learned Yiddish. I knew the alphabet. So I read the paper. We got all the newspapers, the Forum, the Baha'i, the Morning Journal. And they had a comic strip in there. Papagai, Pali, once I back out. And I had to read. So I learned to read.
Oh. Right. Did you like music? Did you play a musical instrument? Did you go to concerts?
No, and I still don't like concerts as such, but I love pretty songs, if I think them pretty. And I took piano lessons for maybe 6 months, and I didn't want to do it anymore when I was a kid. By Miss Pearsall. My sister took it for about a year. We started with Arrested Golf and then Miss Pearsall.
All right.
Want to see a song I wrote? Just for your method, that's you for us.
Sure. All right. Did you go to the Yiddish theater or any other theater?
No, but we went only to the other theater. No Yiddish, but we had a very good, in Beaufort Park, there was a great big barn-like structures. And the stock company always came there. The Charlie Kramer stock company always came there. Did you ever hear of Frank McHugh?
Sure.
His mother and father acted there. They lived in our houses. By that time we owned property in Ringington. And we saw Tempest and Sunshine. And
this was in Jeanette.
Yes, in Jeanette. In Oakford Park. And we walked out with our girlfriend, Alice Holland, the whole way.
How about lectures? Did you attend lectures?
Never. No lectures, only from school.
Yeah. And how about the public library?
Well, there wasn't much of a public library, but I used to get in trouble because when I was in the lower grades, we had a library for ourselves, but I didn't care for that, and I used to sneak upstairs, and Miss Doris Bucker was real efficient. She wouldn't let me. I used to borrow Sappho and Bulletins, What Will He Do With It? And she didn't like it. But when I got in her class, she used me all right.
Okay, but you used the library.
To show off for the superintendent when he came.
Do you remember what Pittsburgh newspapers you read?
Yes, the Chronicle. There was a at that time, there were the Sun,
the Telegraph, the Post, and the Gazette.
And I think we got them all.
Yeah.
And then as they reduced, we kept reducing along with them. And now we get just the press. And I'm not fond of it either.
Nobody is.
There isn't anything. Yeah. There's no choice anymore of anything good.
There
in Jeanette, we had the Jeanette Dispatch at that time. And now it's a Post-Gazette. I think it's, and I forget what it is now. But I got it, it's a fairly recent book. And my picture was in there when I was graduating from high school because I was valedictorian of our class. I have that picture somewhere.
I'm glad this is working because I have to go back and get that home. When you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as being religious?
We knew we were religious. My mother was very religious. Her father was a Hasid.
Right. Now, in what ways were you religious?
Food.
Lit the candle, start kosher, huh?
Strictly kosher, mm-hmm. Milchix and Flacious, Pesach Vicar Dishes, no Chomet Salat on Pesach, no Trey Forever, all the holidays we kept. And Jeanette, we especially kept them because we were a little belligerent about it. We were sure to keep Jewish holidays. And my mother talked to my youngest brother only Yiddish until he was three. He didn't know any English, but she said he would learn English. Yeah. He's out in Oklahoma now, and I think he still knows English. Yiddish.
Yes. Yeah. Don't forget it.
Mm-mm. Can you talk Yiddish?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. I understand it better than I speak it. But as far as I know, it was like English because my mother spoke Yiddish constantly. matter of fact, you didn't speak the English so good.
Well, my mother spoke Yiddish deliberately. And she didn't speak English. Well, eventually she didn't. You're not good, you know.
Well, yeah.
I mean, Mama
but
had a role.
My mother was 11 years old when she came to this country.
Oh, no,
she
my mother
never,
was,
you know.
But my mother used to have a shop at Gimbel's, and she used to spell her name, and my mother would say L-A-W-E. So, and the girl couldn't get the V part. Mm-hmm. No, L-A-V, she said, and the girl couldn't get it. She says, V, like you and me, V. And the girl says, oh yes, Mrs. Levesque, like you and me, V.
Yeah. Did you change any of your religious practices during your first 5 years here?
Never. I never changed as much after either, and I became an atheist when I was 12, or 11 or 12. But I still remain, because I think those religious, they aren't actually religious. And besides, I don't think Judaism is a religion that needs God.
Right. God is it.
Yeah. We are God.
Right. Did you attend a synagogue in Pittsburgh? No.
Yes, we did.
Oh, you
after
did?
We came here, my mother and father, I think were either charter members or were among the first members of Bnei Israel. Indeed, and Rabbi Lister was our very good friend. He was a young man.
How frequently did they attend?
Mama and Papa went every Saturday. I should say Papa knew better than not to go. Goy, Mama would say to him.
Did you carry on any observances in your home? I said, well, yes, you did.
Always.
Always.
With candle blessing, and I can do it myself. And I, Hanukkah, I always mention it.
You finish the last.
Yes, thank you.
So high. Yeah.
I believe in prayer, even if I don't believe in God.
Did you experience any change in health due to the climate or the food when you first came here?
No.
It's so hard to say. Where did you go for medical care? If
when?
You got sick?
In Jeanette?
In Jeanette.
Dr. Smith. He was wonderful, and he rated with all the doctors in Pittsburgh, too.
Right.
Dr. Smith, oh my.
And your parents? We're not reluctant to go to the doctor for...
Dr. Smith actually saying not.
Right.
Dr. Smith took care of my aunt Ethel, who died there. I told you I had an aunt, Peter Maris, my aunt Ethel, who was a year older, who died in Jeanette at just before we came, and Dr. Smith took care of her. And did you know Sadie Levinson, who was a white man girl? The older white man girl. And Sadie and my aunt were the only two young Jewish girls. She is Louie's sister, Sadie Levinson. Sadie Levinson, she became. And I have not been in touch with Sadie, but I will forever like her because every year she goes to the cemetery and she stops by the grave of my aunt Ethel. One of the first ones in the Greensboro Cemetery, when the cemetery was young. And that's where my Zadie and my Bobby are also, in the Greensboro Cemetery.
This, I don't know how much this applies to you. What were the first organizations you belonged to? Synagogue?
In Jeanette? My mother belonged to the council. Yes. At that time, what was the name? Miriam Fenton? Came.
That's Council of Jewish Women.
Yes. And somebody named Martin, I forget what his name was, they came out and they were instrumental in wanting to have council branches in the town. And so one formed in Jeanette. And my mother joined it, so it's interesting to her. And Mrs. Abrams and Mrs. And later on Mord, Ben Jude began to come in, Mordred.
Did you belong to organizations that were supposed to give charity? Did any of these organizations give you boxes, you know, the Pishkis, to save money?
Yes.
And did you contribute in other ways, too? I mean, most of the people, were they, you know?
Always, yes. Yeah. We had to give big sums. They came from Pittsburgh. I remember some of the names now. I'll ask this name. They came from Pittsburgh, and we had to make subscriptions, because that's what they said, that if the well-to-do Jews in the small towns didn't, what would they do for money? So we had the big, we had the big sums in Pittsburgh organization.
If you remember the organization,
I asked Pittsburgh, she might. Okay. Immigrant Jews joined our period, and the police always brought them to us, always, when they came, you know, wandering in. They brought them to our house, and that's where they had to stay over till they went something. The town would get together and subsidize them, and they'd go on to wherever they were going. Some of them stopped there, like the Overup. So there's a doctor over up in each one. Some stayed there.
Where did you go to have a good time? Who did you go with?
Went in gangs. And it was always in the high school. And rarely on a hayride. Papa didn't like us to do that very much.
But you went to the school?
To the school, yes. And they had more proms, I think, and socials there at that time than they do in other in big towns. I don't know how they did in big towns. And it was a little different, you know. It wasn't as easy to get to and from Pittsburgh as it is now.
Yeah.
And towns remained towns for themselves, and very...
Until recently.
Yes. Yes.
Did you participate in any sports at this time?
My sister and I tried to play basketball, and we were pretty good, but my pop made us quit. We didn't like bloomers. You should have seen those bloomers. They were so voluminous, huh?
I've seen pictures of them.
They were so voluminous. Why? And he wouldn't let us do it. Oh, we were heartbroken. We hated him.
And did you attend sporting events?
Yeah, always. The football games, we had a pretty good team engine at that time. Paul Ewer, who later went down to Princeton, they had a story. They had a story in it. Louis Schmertz, who is in town here, he is an investment broker in the university.
I don't know how he means this one, but did this participation help you in any way?
Not very much, except enjoyment, and that is something.
Yeah.
But,
enjoyed sports?
Yeah, I enjoyed fun like everybody else.
Sports and...
But other kids did, we did.
Fine. I'm going to have to go over and, you know, rewrite this and make notes.
Well,
you know,
if there's anything you can call me, I'd be glad to tell you.
I'd like to get the first part of the interview again. But let me, when I go through this, and I'll see what he says, because I have a feeling he's going to ask me to come out and talk to you again and get the first part.
Well, if he wants to, because I said I would help him, because... Yeah. I said, my younger brother bought me after those, for presuming.
Yeah. I don't know myself, you know.
Well, you don't know, except you don't feel, and I don't know psychologists or the way of working, and I don't, and he says, they ask silly questions to know whether the rest of your answers will be worthwhile listening to. You know, when they ask that question, and I got real mad, and I said, I didn't answer such a damn silly questionnaire, and I never bothered to,
Did you know of the YMCA? If so, did it help you? Or were there any other non-Jewish agencies that helped you?
There was no Y there. We belonged, when we started to go to school, we were still living in Jeanette, and we went to Pitt, and we joined the menorah.
Were there any other non-Jewish organizations that... You know.
Not to amount anything, because even